You're listening to LGRadio.online. Welcome to In Love with Motown with me, Leo Green. We start today with a song Smokey Robinson wrote whilst in London on tour. It's performed by the man who replaced David Ruffin in The Temptations after Motown's bassist, James Jameson, suggested he should audition for the label. Thankfully, this amazing singer also made a few solo recordings for the label as well. Honey. Dennis Edwards getting us started in this edition of In Love with Motown here on LGRadio.online with me, Leo Green. Thank you very much for tuning in. I hope all's well with you. We're now in, I think, episode 12 of our In Love with Motown shows, and it's time for a first. This is a song that's forever associated with Motown, sung by the Four Tops, but it didn't actually start out life as a Motown song and had been written by writers outside of the Motown Song Factory. This one had been written and released by the band The Left Bank in 1966, but then recorded at the end of the following year by the Four Tops, led by the fabulous voice of Levi Stubbs.
And when I see the sign that points one way, the lot we used to pass by.
Tops here on lgradio.online with a non-Motown Motown hit. Now, in his solo career, Rod Stewart has recorded several Motown songs, some of which we've heard on lgradio.online. Rod had been covering the label's songs in his early live career around the UK mod clubs, and then a little later when he joined the Faces. This recording of a Temptations hit is yet another example of UK artists embracing and reworking some of Motown's classics. This is taken from a recording made at the Reading Festival in the summer of 1973, and as you would expect, features some masterful guitar playing from Ronnie Wood.
Sunshine, blue sky, please go away. My love has found another. My life is filled with gloom, so day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish you would play.
The Faces singing The Temptations here on lgradio.online. Let's hear from the Temps themselves now, and this is a song forever associated with Donny Hathaway. It's another of the select few songs not actually written by one of Motown's in-house writing teams. The piano player Leon Russell wrote this for the singer Rita Coolidge, whom he was dating at the time. The lyrics are some of the most intensely romantic of all time, and prompted Rita Coolidge to describe this as the most beautiful song ever written.
I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs. I made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my life on stages with 10,000 people watching, but we are alone, yeah, and I'm singing this song for you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I've treated you unkindly many times, but baby, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Baby, baby, can't you see through me? We are alone, Lord, and I'm singing this song for you. You taught me precious secrets of the truth withholding nothing. You came out in front when I was high,
but you had nothing to hide.
And now I'm so much better, and if my words they don't come together, listen to the melody.
Listen to the melody.
Cross my love, ooh, babe. Cross my love.
In a place
where there's no space or time. Singing this song for you, for only you, only you. Ooh. I was singing my song for nobody but you.
Gorgeous. That's the Temptations, of course, here on In Love with Motown with me, Leo Green, on lgradio.online. Don't forget you can get in touch with us either via the message board on the website, lgradio.online, or if you'd rather, you can just email me. The address is info@lgradio.online. I'd love to hear from you. Time for one more here on In Love with Motown, and it's one of the masters with one of the biggies. That said, it almost didn't happen for Motown. Although it had been written as a ballad by Ron Miller and Orlando Murden, two of Motown's writers, thinking that the label didn't want the song and that it was probably better that someone recorded their song than no one, they had given this song away to an artist on the rival Chess label called Gene Deschamps. And Berry Gordy was furious when he found out and insisted one of the young singers on his label should sing it. So he instructed a 17-year-old on the books to record the song. At first, Berry wasn't convinced because the young singer had decided to take the ballad and rework it as an up-tempo number. And the recording by the 17-year-old sat on the shelf at Motown for a year. Thankfully, Berry Gordy changed his mind and released the recording the 17-year-old had made.
Someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life I have someone.
The one and only Stevie Wonder with a song that almost never was, bringing this edition of In Love with Motown with me, Leo Green, to a close. Don't forget, please do visit the website for details of all our shows, and you can also listen to this show again via the Listen Again page. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.